Welcome back to Bugs in the Morning. Hey, I will have to put off reading that release from the NSEA because I forgot Karen Tallman's here, because she wants to promote the Lincoln County Republicans meeting coming up on Monday. Karen, welcome in. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, we've got a lot of good speakers lined up for our meeting this Monday.
Who do we have coming in?
Yes, we have Elizabeth Tigmar that is coming in, and you know, she's our president of the Nebraska State Board of Education.
She's coming in next after you.
Well, good deal. Good deal. You know, I think we are so fortunate to have Elizabeth down there. You know, as a grandparent, I know that she has my grands and great grands in her best interest. And, you know, it's a good feeling.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you know that there's a conservative down there that's trying to get things straightened out and get back on the straight and narrow.
She'll get people up to date on what the business they're dealing with, just as I will for the folks listening here in a bit.
Yeah.
She'll be in.
Oh, yeah. You know, as a member of the State Board of Education, she has focused on addressing the teacher shortage in Nebraska and improving academic performance by students across Nebraska. And through her leadership on the board, she has secured for Nebraska over $80 million in federal and private grants to address literacy in Nebraska. And she also has represented Nebraska by serving on the board of directors for the National Association of State School Board of Education.
Yep.
And she also sits in on the Nebraska Dyslexic Association Board. And in her second term here, she's going to continue addressing the shortage of teachers and increasing student proficiency in literacy and a lot of things like that. And she will also be working with the staff department and fellow board members to focus on revising the content standards to reflect what Nebraska's expect from our schools. And she's also a native of North Platte.
Yep.
And she and her husband, Brian, are raising their family here. And she has received her bachelor's degree from the UNL, and she holds a master's in curriculum and instruction from UNK. And she currently holds a Nebraska teaching certificate. So that's the kind of person we want representing us.
Yep, she does a good job for sure. And so do we have another guest?
Yes.
That's what I thought, because sometimes you have some people that can't make it. But.
Yeah, well, you probably know her, and it's Chris.
I do know her. I did talk to her when I worked over in Ogallala,
She's our CD3 chairman, and she's from Ogallala.
Chris Vail, we're talking about.
Chris Vail, yeah. And she oversees the 80 counties that are in our district, and Chris had the honor of serving as a Nebraska delegate to the last National Republican Convention, you know, and that was quite an honor. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and she's also Ogallala's executive director of Keep Keith County Beautiful.
Yep.
And she's received numerous state and national awards for innovation and program development. Mm-hmm. So she's quite a little go-getter. She makes Ogallala proud.
She does, yes.
Yeah, and Governor Pillen also appointed her to serve on the America 250 Commission here in Nebraska, and she'll do an excellent job in
that position because
you know, with her credentials and plus she's from our area too, so it's extra nice.
That's right. So this is going to be a rather informative meeting you have coming up Monday. Where and when on Monday are the Lincoln County Republicans set
to
meet?
Well, we meet over at the Eagles Club, which is right across the street from the Telegraph. Mm-hmm. We have social hour at 6 o'clock, and the meeting starts at 6, at 6:30. But, you know, if you're rushing late from work and don't have time to, you know, grab something to eat, Jody Davis will be providing our meal, and she's having tacos. And she's an excellent cook, and plus she is an excellent cookie baker, too.
So there will be tacos available.
Yes. So, great. You know, we try to, you know, help people out in any way we can, because we want them to come to our meetings. And, you know, the purpose of our organization is to educate and keep people informed of mm-hmm. what's going on, because it's so important today that we know. You know, it's not burying yep. your head underneath the sand and hoping everything's going to be okay.
No, we have enough people that bury their head under the sand.
Yes, you got that right.
Or only listen to
yeah.
the one side.
Yeah, but like I say, we try yeah. very hard to yeah. Have good speakers come in, and we want to make it worth mm-hmm. your time and while to come. You know, plus you get sure. to visit with other fellow conservative Republicans. And
I would think that'd be the best part about it.
Just
meet,
is.
You
it
know,
is.
You get to meet other people, like-minded people. And I know that, you know, that I kind of apply that to going to church, too. You're the people that believe the same thing. That's important, too, to mingle with them. And you get to talk about religious things. Well, this is a political gathering, so
yes.
you can talk about how you feel. And you might have little differences, but it's always good to hear other people's opinions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might not mm-hmm. always agree, but we can agree to disagree.
That's right.
You know.
And we won't go out and riot and do the things
yeah.
we're seeing in Minneapolis.
Yeah, no.
Because we disagree.
mm-hmm. We're not that kind of people around here. Hopefully mm-hmm. we're not. But I think the yeah. majority of us are conservative mm-hmm. Republicans. And like I say, our group is trying to bring speakers. You know, we will be having Adrian Smith's representative come to our next meeting in February.
Got him lined up for next month. Good.
Yeah. You know, so we're just doing the best we can, and we have a good group of people that are doing this.
All right. Karen Tallman's been our guest. Again, Lincoln County Republicans set to meet Monday at the Eagles Club, 620 North Chestnut Street here in North Platte. Social hour starts it out at 6, and then the business meeting will start promptly at 6:30. Chris Vail and Elizabeth Tegmeyer, the speakers on Monday. We'll get you all informed. Thanks so much for coming in, Karen.
You're welcome.